Okay, well, do you want to grab the other?
No, nah, we'll take it from the same book.
Okay, take it from the same book. So this is first line, continuity. Last line. And we're going to stop when you're going to tell me to stop. Okay, first line is, you think it devours the offering. That is the first line.
That is the first line. You think it devours the offering.
And the last line is, is there death in my aspect?
Is there death in my aspect?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. So this scene is based on a suggestion we're getting from our friend. From Heather in Winnipeg. Dashboard Hula Dancers is the way this is all starting. Okay.
You think it devours the entire offering?
Well, it's big enough.
I know, I'm not sure we have enough hula dancers.
Who knew that coconuts could evolve in such a way?
It's got so many arms
and teeth.
They were so round and cute
and edible.
I'm really starting to be sorry we brought the radioactive waste with us on this trip.
And that's the thing I wanted to talk to you about. Why bring radioactive waste on a camping trip in the tropics?
I got fired from my job at the factory, and I was in charge of disposal, and I still had a couple canisters that I hadn't gotten rid of. And I felt bad, you know, because there's procedures and protocols, you know. So I've just kept it with me because I didn't know where else to put it, you know. They weren't going to let me back in the factory.
But what, you were carrying this stuff around in your car?
Well, or my backpack. Yeah.
You're just carrying around radioactive waste in your backpack.
Well, you can't just dispose of it anywhere, so yeah. I had a heck of a time getting it through customs.
I'm still a little shocked that you brought radioactive waste with you on a camping trip. And now we have mutated coconuts chasing us.
And eating hula dancers.
I know.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't think that was a plastic one.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, I'm starting to think that this was a bad idea bringing you along.
Well, maybe if, I don't know, if we could reverse the nature of the waste or something and re-expose the coconut, maybe it'll revert back to its original form.
You want to revert waste?
Yes.
Somehow you want to make radioactive waste not radioactive so it emits it,
well,
but you want it to suck it back in.
That's right. Part of the disposal problem that we have with this, but, I mean, it's emitting, you know, stuff at a certain frequency. Maybe we can reverse it or alter it, and it'll change the coconut.
And how long do you think that'll take? Go ahead. Give me an answer.
It's got a half-life of 500,000 years.
Half a million years. Yeah. So it's going to take 500,000 years to revert it.
Okay.
So it sucks up.
All right. We need a better plan.
Especially because that coconut's drooling at us.
He hasn't seen us yet. He's still eating hula dancers.
Nope. I'm not talking about that one.
Woo!
There it is. He's looking at us.
I don't think this one likes grass skirts.
Nope. He likes Hawaiian shirts.
Well, I've got another can of toxic waste.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you want to feed it.
Well, maybe
more waste.
Maybe it'll get sick.
No. No. I just have to say this. Is there death in my aspect? Scene.